over the airwaves. You're listening to JC Hawks Radio. Hello and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2017, and I am your host, JC Hawks. Today on the show, I'm going to have a clip on fundraising. This is a clip that Robin, Megan, Bibi, and myself did, and it has a lot of valuable information. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at jc@jchawks.com, or you can call me or text me at area code 916-238-5010. I'll also be posting this information on the website radio.jchawks.com tomorrow because I'm in the process right now of moving my studio closer to home. Okay, so this is a 45-minute clip, and I'll come on back after the clip.
This week's show, we're going to talk all about sponsorship, fundraising, and building awareness of your football team, and I know it's something that's very important, and you basically can't do without. Barbara, you were talking about, when we were talking earlier, about staying local when you try and increase awareness.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Well, especially when in order for your community to support you, you have to support your community. So it's a good idea to stay within your community because, I mean, a lot of teams are saying, oh, I want a contract from Nike, I want a contract from this. Well, yeah, that's all in good. I mean, eventually we all want that, but you have to bring awareness to your community first. You have to get that support from your community, and then later work your way out. Stay small. Think small. There's nothing wrong with thinking small because it's not really small when the way it expands out. It's, you know, you can only do much better if you start within your community and branch out further and further. And your community consists not just the city of your name, but the following surrounding cities as well. So it's important to stay within your community. And not, you know, because, you know, you have your neighbors, you have your friends, you have the businesses you deal with. I mean, I do that the same way when I go shopping. When I used to live in a certain city, I shop in my city because I like to keep the revenue in my city. And it should be the same way for teams. They should keep the revenue in their city because it can only do good for that city. So always stay within your community first. And that's a nice golden rule to follow.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, some of us, as we're prone to do, after an event, we all went to eat at this restaurant and got to talking with the owner of the restaurant, and he was really interested, and he's like, he wasn't aware of the team yet. I believe he had moved from the Bay Area, but, you know, he was really interested, and he was like, oh, so you guys play football, and, you know, is this the whole team, you know, wanted to talk to the coaches, et cetera. So it was, and he was like, you know, wanted to know what we did for sponsorship and things like, and fundraising, and you know, how the whole thing worked. He was very interested, and he said, well, yeah, you know, next time you come back, let me know, bring a schedule poster and, you know, see what we can do. Maybe was talking about potential advertisements in the magazine. So it really goes back to what you said, Barb, about being local, because those are the type of businesses, I think, that are more likely to give you a little something anyway, you know, do as much as they can for you. So,
and also,
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, also contact the city councils. You know, I don't know if you guys know, I work with a golf league, team golf league, during the summer months. And I had contacted actually the Chamber of Commerce. I actually wrote the mayor first. I wrote the mayor. He directed me to other people in the organization. And actually, they were going to set me up by promoting for the team free of charge. And with an in-kind sponsorship. And what that is, hey, you put my link on your site, I put your link on my site type thing. And they were actually going to advertise for the team. And that's what we're going to be doing this year. And so write your city council, the mayor, of all the surrounding communities. See what they can do for you and what you can do for them. All you can do is support, support, support.
Now, Meg, how does your local team there, what do they have? What do they do with the community and the local businesses? What type of relationships?
Well, through the energy, there was a lot of people that in Pearland, which is a pretty small, you know, little area town, outlying about 20 minutes south of Houston. And for them, they didn't know. Some of the businesses didn't know. I mean, the best publicity we got was after practice. We would go to you know, go grocery shopping. We'd still be in our pad. You know, it was funny because Amber and I went, and then another player had went. We kind of just met up. We were just grabbing some stuff for dinner. And a lot of people that worked there were like, wow, do you guys play football? And so our best way of finding people, I guess, is just being out in our gear. It's weird to think that way. But it is definitely hard. I know they had a lot of sponsorships. We're lucky because Coach has a lot of contacts, so he would notify a lot of people and, you know, get them to sponsor or get them to come to the game and, you know, swap business ideas, all like kind of like what you said, if you shop it, help out at my business, I'll help it at your business kind of a thing. But as far as then looking on the other aspect of it, the new team, the Houston Cyclones, they do it a little bit different. They've already had signings at the athletic stores. They've had parties, like little after parties or New Year's Eve party where they invited to come out, you know, celebrate with the team. So they're doing it a little bit different. They're trying to get more of the community involved, inviting the community more to their events, to things like that. Now, I don't know how much success they've had so far, or if they've gotten the word out. There's obviously still people that are not going to know about you because that's just how we are in women's sports, I guess, that people, you can be around and win championships for years and somebody goes, oh, I didn't know there was a women's football team. But I think I agree with Barbara. If you keep it locally and let the community around you know, you can get their support. I know Detroit, when we went and played Detroit last year for the playoff game, they had a lot of community support. They had a lot of fans. They had a lot of things happening. I think they'd even practiced one time at Ford Field. And even though they had switched leagues, they still maintained their community support. And I think that's big. And I agree with Barbara on that. You maintain that small community support, and then you can branch out and get those bigger Nike and things like that. But it starts at home within your community. And I agree, you know, some things were called the Houston Energy, but, you know, we practice in Pearland. Our home games are in Pearland. So, you know, I wonder, you know, if we were called Pearland Energy, you know, or something of that nature, if maybe people would be more locally known. They would represent us more because we have that in the name, it's representing the city, you know. But I definitely think that the easiest way is to do it with inside your community. And I think the Cyclones do have a good way of doing it by, you know, going out, doing signings, doing things like that, and doing a lot of community service and putting in that time, which is really hard when you have to still put on the time, you know, on the field and stuff. But and so far, so good, I guess, on their end.
Yeah, on that side point, too, you had said making the community aware. And the easiest way to make the community aware is even during the off season. You know, you get involved with the local Girl and Boy Scouts. You know, they always have things happening. You give away free clinics. And in turn, I was talking to Robin earlier how, you know, they have cookie sales. They have popcorn sales. If you support the local, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know, around your community, you can actually go help them sell their cookies, maybe give a free pass away for a game. Buy a box of cookies, get a free pass. And I was telling Robin, it doesn't even have to be expensive. You can make your own passes, and you have the merchandiser put a number on it, sign it to make it official. And at game time, you know, they may bring more family members, but they're going to get one free pass. They hand it in. You can kind of see if that was successful, and you can actually give it away for a particular game. You got to fill
right.
those fans anyway. You got to fill them anyway. So why not make the community aware, as well as getting your local elementary and junior highs with ice cream socials, getting the PTA involved. I mean, they are a wonderful source.
Exactly. Get your school support, because you have all these schools, and they have their sports, and their sports are successful. And I think that's an excellent point, Barb, but if you can get the support from your schools and inform your schools or give, you know, free passes to all, you know, straight A, you know, 4.0 students or something like that. Get involved, pair with the schools besides just going in. I know some Sirens do and some other teams do. They do presentations at the school and inform them, but actually giving out tickets to the game, and I know some people have thought in the past that, oh, that's bad because we're, you know, we're not really filling the stands. But you get them to one game, and so you spot the money. You're really not losing money. You're just not gaining money. You spot that money, and you get that person to that game for one time. They're more apt to come back. You know, they
right.
know.
Right. You know, how many times have we said on the show, get them in there, they see it's real football, and they'll come back, you know. And you know, Megan, I'm right there with you. I was thinking, you know, in the past, the Sirens have had some owners who were resistant to giving away, you know, free tickets, and you're thinking, well, you know, those people wouldn't have paid to come anyway. They might not have even known about the team, but hey, they say, here's a free ticket. I might as well go check it out, you know. And at the very least, hey, you get their parking fee, or maybe they might buy a hot dog at the snack bar, you know.
Go ahead, sorry. I didn't interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, or even do it like you just said, you know, free hot dog and snack bar, or do like concerts do, provide a bus. How hard would it be, say, you know, because we play in Pearland in Houston, so we're going to give out tickets and we'll provide the transportation, or, you know, then you just have to pay for the, you know, you don't have to pay for the parking, or you have to buy something, or, you know, a dollar donation, you get a ticket, and you could even do it that way, where you can get a group of people, you know, and bring them in that way. I mean, there's different ways and there's different things that I think just don't get explored. I think some people think it's too much work when, like you said, it's really easy. You just have to print the pass. You already got the tickets printed anyway. Just hand them out. And I know we do. I know the Sirens do a lot of flyers, put them on the cards and stuff like that. And I know on some things they had at Christmas time in the Christmas parade, not last year but the year before, we handed out, you know, good for, you know, 50% off merchandise or whatever. But it was for a whole game, you know, along the way. I didn't feel that it was something that they could just go use right then. And I think, like you said, that if you could just get the fans there, that right there shows them that it's real football. It shows them that this might be something they might be interested to bring their kids to, and something they might want to do it again or pass it on to other people.
Hey, Megan, right. You were talking about one time, you know, how high school football teams, they have their in-house crowd. Well, we can do the same thing. Support the high school that you play your games at. You only play there four times a year. If you get involved in the high school and all their sports leagues, get involved. Let them know who you are. They're more likely to come to your games and support you.
That's true. It's like a sister team kind of a way. And I think you could set it up like that. And I think a lot of the reason, Barbara, that some people might not want to do that is just because we don't want to be seen as a high school team. But to me, if you can get the fans there and you can get the consistency, they'll see that you're not a high school team. But if you don't ever get them there, they'll never even know.
Right. And I think what Barbara said, that, you know, about the free ticket thing is have it for one day, and if you're worried about, you know, people taking advantage, maybe copying, whatever you have, make it for one day only, and that's one out of your four to five, you know, depending if you go to the playoffs or not, one of your regular season home games. You can limit it to that if you're concerned about people taking advantage of the system or something like that. And I wanted to go back to something about creating awareness in the off season, and as Megan was touching on, you know, going to a grocery store and wearing your gear. And I think if you're a member of a team, just wearing your gear out and about when you go out, you know, even if it's just a sweatshirt or a warm-up or T-shirt, whatever, people will see that and they'll be like, oh, I've heard of the Sirens, or they'll ask you, you know, because they see it's football and they don't recognize the name. They'll be like, oh, what's that? And it gives you an opportunity to bring up your team, bring up, you know, when your season's coming up, where you play your games, et cetera, just to increase awareness person by person, because it really does. You know, that's one of the best ways locally to make an impact. And we didn't do it this off season, but the Sirens have done it several times in the past where, excuse me, during the regular football season for Monday Night Football or during the Sunday games, we would go to a designated, you know, sports bar, sports grill place in the area and just go there and hand out our schedule cards. We'll say, and we'll all show up in our jerseys and we'll be like, hey, you know, during the commercial breaks, we'll meet with the people who are there watching the game, because obviously they're already football fans. And that was, I found that was a great way to increase awareness as well. And also, I wanted to add, for the Girl Scout thing, as Megan mentioned, the Sirens do the Girl Scout camps, and that's also a great way to get volunteers, because with our last camp, there was a young girl and her mother. They decided that this year they were going to volunteer for us, so you know, it's a great way to get support in all ways. You know, if some people can't sponsor you, maybe they want to volunteer for you. And so now we got two volunteers out of our Girl Scout camp this last one. So I think take advantage in whatever way you can. Be innovative, be creative, and it pays off.
And to touch on that, what you were saying about wearing your gear and people asking questions, I was in the airport coming home back from Arizona. I just had my IWFL football T-shirt on, the one that BB got me, just the IWFL football with the lips, and it says IWFL. Some guy said, excuse me, can I ask you about your shirt? That's women's football, right? And I said, yeah. I said, oh. He's like, my my sister, I think it was his sister or sister-in-law, plays for Ohio, and he was, you know, ecstatic. He's all, I wasn't sure if it was just that state or if it's nationally or, you know, or what league she's in, but I'll have to ask her what league. And, you know, I told him there was different leagues, and he was all excited. So, and that was just him, you know, me just wearing the IWFL shirt, you know, and him just deciding to ask, you know. So that is definitely a good way, you know.
You never know. He's from Ohio, you're from Texas, and you met in Arizona.
There you go, see? And you never know. Like, you know, some people said they didn't know hear about tryouts, or they realized, you know, until Bradshaw went on Deal or No Deal and realized, you know, there's a football, you know, team in their area. So I think the word is definitely starting to get out. But I do agree that if you get it locally, that's where you should start, because it will eventually spread. But if you don't get your local support, you know, people that are way far away can't necessarily come to your games. And that's where you really need is people coming to your games, because that's where you get the money. And that's where you get your fans, and that's, like we said, where you get your volunteers and things like that.
Yeah, and speaking of sponsorship, a lot of players have to have player fees, and in order for them to get their player fees, it's the best way to do is through sponsorship. And I know the teams, like I know like for the Sirens, for instance, and I'm sure other teams do this as well, they let you sell, season passes, and they give you a percentage that goes to your player's fee, and the other goes to the team. It's like a 50-50 deal with tickets and things like that. But, you know, it's important that each individual goes out and tries to get somebody to support the Sirens, because that's 35 to 50 women making other people aware, you know,
mm-hmm. And that's
one.
And those sponsorships are really hard. You know, I've been to a lot of places, you know, or just that weren't aware, and they're like, well, we're not sure, you know, like that. But I think as it grows, that more people will become aware. I mean, I know one year I worked like at a group home, and the group home really didn't want advertisement, so I had talked with the owners of the team and asked them if I could just give them tickets to the game, you know, as they paid my sponsorship fee. And, you know, and that was a good deal, because for them, you know, I told every, you know, all the boys for the houses, they could go, you know, and the staff. But eventually, I think only maybe they ended up going to a couple of games, and they paid my $500 player fee, and there's no way they got $500 worth of tickets, but it was a good deal to them. They felt that if they wanted to, anybody on the staff could go to the games, any of the kids could go to the games. And so that's even, you know, idea, because once again, you're not losing anything. Mm-hmm. And then once again, I wasn't losing anything because I got sponsorship. Go ahead, Barbara.
Oh, I just unmuted BB just to let you know. Hi, BB.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I was thinking, too, you know, each person should make a list. Make a list of your friends, family, the businesses that you deal with all the time, and see if you can make a list from your family and your friends as well. Hey, do you know anybody? And contact people that way. And if you're involved in sports, more than likely it's easy to get sponsorship, and it doesn't just have to be related to football. It could be golf. Like, I got a golf sponsorship last year from a local team. Now, I was thinking Maggie Gilbert from the Modesto Magic. She's the quarterback. I don't think she'll have any problem. If she's looking for a sponsorship, you know, with her involved in amateur golf, I don't think she would have any problem finding it. So it's who you know, what you do. You know, make a list of the people you know who they know and go through that. And if you need help with it, you know, find somebody who can help you, because, you know, within your teams, you have the management that help you promote. Like I know within our organization, we have somebody that can help us, you know, mm-hmm. if we don't know what to say. They send out form letters or something.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, usually your team will have a sponsorship package already put together. You don't have to go out and say, you know, well, do you want to sponsor me? But, you know, normally the team will put together some options, you know, so if someone can't help you one way, there'll be other options, you know, just as Meg, you know, negotiated her thing as well. So go ahead, Meg.
And once again, if you stay locally, you can get those businesses, mom-and-pop businesses that have sponsored your local t-ball and softball and soccer and things like that. They'll be willing to also help you out. But you have to know people, like Barbara said, know people who know other people, you know, your dentist or things like that, because there's so many people that volunteer or coach those things that are also willing to help. The money's out there. It's just finding it, and it is hard. But like Barbara and Robin said, there are letters and things like that your team, you know, puts together for you, you know, helps you do it, though, even if you have a contact, sometimes go and talk to the person for you if you're not sure of how to do it. But you just have to be aware. And it does seem like it takes a lot of energy, but at the same time, it's just, once again, who you know, and going through your list of people who you know and finding, you know, people that are willing to give, because the money is out there. It's just finding it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, if you're not, like, I've never been one I'm pretty shy in that respect. I don't really like going out and saying, hey, will you sponsor me? But where I've done is I do a lot of ticket sales, thankfully, with my family, and I get most of my player sponsorship that way. But I've also had other teammates help me out. So if you're not comfortable doing it, that's definitely another way to build strength within your team is if go and talk to some of your teammates. Ask them how they do it, if there's someone who's real successful at doing that type of thing. And more often than not, if they're super successful, they've already reached their goal.
Yeah.
And so they'll be willing to help you out. They might have some leads that they just, you know, they're like, hey, well, I've already got my sponsorship, you know, so they might have some leads just for you. So you never know. It's a great opportunity to work with your teammates and make that bond even tighter. So.
Yeah, it's always good to ask your teammates because, I mean, Barbara and I are friends, but she helped me out last year with my player fee. I sold, you know, tickets and things like that and got half of it, and she was lucky enough to get a sponsorship and was able to give me, you know, her tickets and stuff that she had sold the money from that to be able to pay for my other half. So it's always a good idea, you know, to ask your teammates, ask their ideas, because we all have to come up with the same thing, and very few of us just are able to pay the money outright from our own pocketbooks. And we don't really want to do that either because that's not helping spread the word. And so, you know, and some teams, like you said, they give the money back for buying merchandise and stuff like that. That's a good idea, too, for teams to do. Because, you know, I was able to buy, like, a Siren shirt, and then, like, half of that money went to my player's fee anyway or something like that. So that helped me out, because not only did I get, you know, the gear that I wear for my team, but it also went ahead and put money towards my player fee. So there's many ideas and many things that work. It's just coming up with them and doing them.
Yeah. And for an added incentive, the WFB talk, this is what we're going to do for the individual players for the 2008 season. For any player of any league, any team, gets full sponsorship, we are going to offer a two-year sponsor. Not only are we going to, during the highlights of the games, we're going to say your name, your team, and we'll give that sponsorship a 10-second announcement at three different shows of your choice during the football season. So that's an extra bonus that you can offer to that sponsor. You know, anything they want to say in 10 seconds, we'll give them that airtime. They pick shows. So and we'll also have a page for them. It'll say 2008 player sponsors. And
that's great because, yeah, I agree with you, Barbara. That's a great idea because that's giving back to our sponsors for acknowledging women's football and putting in the time. I think it is just a big loop, you know, helping each other and supporting each other out. I think it's a great idea.
And we get a lot of traffic at that site, once again, that Barbara maintains. It's womensfootballtalk.com. And I also want to real quick give out a phone number for any of you who want to call in, who have any questions about fundraising or maybe want to share their own tips because I think, you know, as we said many times before, what's good for one team is really good for all of women's football. So if you have some tips, you know, please share so that your sister teams, no matter what league they be in, you know, can maybe hopefully try the same strategy. But it's 646-915-9555. And as always, we welcome your calls. So, Barbara, I was going to ask you, you had done several, you've done a lot of research on this topic. So what are some of the things that you've found that can help out these teams that need sponsors?
I mean, if they want to do something easy all the year round, I found actually a couple of websites. I found a website. Now, if they want to do it through the year, and like I said, they would have to get together with their, the frequent businesses that they deal with that subscribe to magazines. Now, this is something simple that it's a no-brainer type thing, but you just kind of have to keep on it with the people you know and your contacts. There's a website called magfundraiser.com, and it's put out by Reader's Digest. What they do is they allow you to set up your own website, and I actually set up a website for WFB as a demo. So if you go to magfundraising.com/WFB_travel_fund, you'll see our mock-up website. And that's just saying when you resubscribe a magazine, do it here, and the team will get 30% profit, overall profit. Now, that's an on all year round thing. That's a no-brainer. I mean, if somebody doesn't really want to do a whole lot, but they want to have something out there, they can, like I said, go to their dentist's office. Everybody goes to their dentist's office. You see all those magazines laid out. Say, hey, do me a favor. If you can help me, this is the way you can help sponsor me. Do this, and our team would really appreciate it. That's one way. You can have, like, another free website is called golfdigestplanner.com. And that's for those teams that want to put together a charity fundraiser. Not necessarily for charity, but it could go towards, like, the uniforms. And they could put, like, together a closest to the pin putting contest. You know, have prizes, give away tickets, you know, for a donation, and they can meet the team type thing. And that's another free website. And they actually have a wizard, and it sets up the events and dates and times, identifies sponsorship opportunities. It allows the sponsor or the people to pay directly online through a secured website, and that's through Golf Digest Magazine. And that's another free site. I also found out, you know, through raffles, donation cards, discount cards, scratch cards. Raffles are another source. I was talking to Robin and about a raffle that I participated in last year. It was for a motorcycle for $20. I was giving it to a good cause, which helped the school, and I also had a chance of winning a motorcycle. Now, they had these tickets limited to a certain amount, so that way my chances were made, I think, 1 in 1,500 or 1 in 3,000, but they didn't sell any more than so many tickets for $20. Now, there are rules that you may need to follow for each state, so you want to check your attorney general, the state attorney general's office. But I found a website that a gentleman had done. He had helped a school. He sold each ticket for $20. He sold 2,412 tickets. He profited, well, he didn't profit. He made $48,240 minus the bike costs. Now, this is an expensive item, but, I mean, you could do something like that. If you can get people to donate things, or if you want to do something like a motorcycle, I said you have to check your local laws because there are raffle licenses that are required. That is another thing. And they do have sites that you could also print up your tickets. I'll put all this information on the website, ticketprint.com, I believe it is, but it prints out the raffle tickets. I'll put all this information on the site. I don't know if you followed the Modesto Magic, did a scratch card called Football Frenzy. That's another way to make money for the team. You purchase a certain amount of tickets, and in fact, they did it relating to the football season. It's a lot of ongoing raffle. It doesn't have to be necessarily for the sport of football. They have golf, they have basketball, they have race car driving, they have baseball. And you pick the games that you want to participate in, and you sell the tickets for a certain amount of money, and, you know, you make your profit that way. But do you guys remember that one that Storm was talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was successful with them. One of my favorites, I talked to a gentleman from ESC Promotions. His name is Chad Button. And it's funny because he actually played for the Quad City Steamwheelers back in 2000 for the Arena Football 2 League. And it was kind of interesting because he had said that they had a 19-0 record and they were for the inaugural season. So we kind of were talking football. So it was kind of nice to find somebody who understood the need for fundraising with women's football. He actually has discount cards that I found appealing. There's actually two things that I found appealing. They actually have more than two items. If you go to their website, escpromotions.com, and they recently launched a new website, escfundraising.com. What the discount cards do is it's set up where they allow the clients to give a wish list of about 40 businesses. And from that 40 businesses, they will contact each and every one of those businesses, and they will secure at least 18 for the discount cards, given a buy one, get one free offer. So like a lot of other discount cards, they actually do the footwork for you. And what's nice about this is there are no upfront costs, no upfront charges. It's based on consignment, so you pay after you sell your discount cards. And usually it's about a 50-50 type thing. You sell a discount card for $10 and you keep five. The more tickets, of course, you sell, the higher the profits. And they can guarantee that they could secure 10% better deal than anybody else out there. So that's the discount cards. The other one I found interesting was their Easy Scratch cards. And that's where you actually ask for donations. You have some cards of $200 or more under each little scratch. You go to different people and say, this is a donation card. Will you scratch a couple spots? And underneath it might have a dollar, a $2, a $3 figure. there's 40 boxes to scratch, and you can determine what you want under each box. So you can actually have a 200 card or more, and they'll help you determine that. And again, this is there's no cash up front, and this is set up for like a 2-week period, so you can make money in less than 30 days.
And, so Barbara, and, yes. On that one, do people pay to scratch the card? Is that how it works?
Yeah, and again, they actually give coupons away for deals. Once they scratch, either EFC will give them coupons, or you can actually go one step a little better. You can actually give like a free pass to a game for a certain day. You know, here, this is my thank you. Because like I said, you're going to pay for the stadium costs anyway. You might as well fill the stands on the game of your choice, you know.
So, so it could be like pay $5 to scratch a box and however
many
boxes you want.
Well, whatever they unscratch, that's what they uncover. So there might be a dollar. So they can scratch one or two. A lot of people want to scratch more. You know, they might set in their mind, oh, I want to give at least $20. So they'll scratch. And, you know, they might
scratch. Whatever they scratch is what they give then.
Yeah, and it's immediate payment. So, and again, there's a 50% profit margin on that. And they print on the cards, on all the cards, they'll print your colors, your team colors, your logo, and your, I believe, your website information on there. So I just think it's a good deal.
Who does this again?
I'm sorry?
Who does this again?
ESC Promotions, and the website is escpromotions.com, and their new website is escfundraising.com. I'll post all this information on the website along with Chad's email, and he did actually say he'd like to come on the show. So if there's anybody that's interested and then wants to have a question and answer type segment, he'd be more than willing to come on the show. He was very helpful. I would actually look into his
yeah, and if you're interested, please just send us a quick email at contact@wsbtalk.com. You can leave a message in our chat box at I'm sorry. Our email, I did say contact@wsbtalk.com, or in our live chat box, which we check periodically. We don't only check it on our broadcast day, so that's, of course, you would be listening to the same webpage that you're listening through is at wsbtalk.com. So those are a couple ways you can let us know that you would like to hear more about the products and the services that EDS offers. So.
In any other comments, we do appreciate everybody else that has written us so far, has contacted either Barbara or Robin or myself or BB, and left little messages about things or just sent us a note or just said thanks for the show and things like that. We really appreciate those. We can't always list everybody who has written us, but I just want to say that for the people out there that have listened or have, you know, listened to an archive show and written us and wrote in, we do appreciate those. So, yeah, call in, write in, anything you like. We'll try to respond back and try to give you the recognition. So,
I mean, there's so many things out there. I mean, I just did a Google search. I mean, there's so much more out there. I mean, there's other companies that have scratchers. But, you know, there's other ideas that you can even do with your game. You know what always attracts me is those little ducky games. You could do the same thing. At your games, you say, hey, help donate. Have a little ducky with an amount underneath it, and you float the little ducky. I mean, those always are eye grabbers when I go to the carnivals and stuff like that. Have you ever seen those little duckies?
I have, where you turn them over and they have
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I mean, you can think of things that cost almost nothing,
yeah.
you know, on your own.
Well, those are instant win, like you said, and almost everything's a winner, and you're not necessarily, they're not going to necessarily win back how much they put in, but it's, you know, it's fun, and it's something, like you said, you can donate and help out and things like that.
I mean, we can always give away a free something, you know, like a little pencil or you know, you can give anything that has team related. I mean, you can go to Walter Drake and you can get pencils really cheap and print it out or something with your website. I mean, people always use pens or pencils, you know, something, I mean, that's not going to cost too much. And there's always websites out there that you can get things pretty much next to nothing. Like there's a website I always go to, vistaprint.com, that I print our business cards from. And pretty much you just pay for the shipping. They have postcards. They have everything. So you can get a lot of things next to nothing. And again, if you guys have any questions or comments, the crew at WFB Talk will be more than happy to help. You know, contact@wfbtalk.com. Any questions? You want help making phone calls? You know, it's easy for me personally. I can sell for somebody else more than ask for myself. So if somebody needs help, I'd be more than happy to call for them because I'm more brave when I'm helping somebody else.
You heard it here. Barbara will help you guys get sponsorships. So take advantage of that offer.
Well, and, you know, when Barbara was talking about what WFB Talk will do for each player, regardless of league or team affiliation, is post a spot, you know, whenever you choose for, you know, 3 10-second spots, and we'll also put it on womensfootballtalk.com. Barbara was telling me a little bit about some of the, we get quite a bit of traffic through there, and she was telling me, Barbara, you were telling me about how some of the weird links, the ways people are finding us. One was pin drop. We got some looks off of that on the search term. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I always like to see how people actually find us. You know, they do a Google search, and I told Robin, they put pin drop in, and they found us. That's because we did a story on Kimberly Bradshaw when she was in Deal or No Deal, and I had used the word pin drop. So I find that whenever I get a blog, it goes instantly on Google. If you hit the blogs and you put in either NWFA or IWFL or WPFL in the blogs, it's going to come up. Or if, like, the IWFL All Weather Channel, I put in that, just IWFL, and it came up on the regular Google, not just the blog. So things come up, and if you put the company name in and they're affiliated with a website that gets a lot of traffic, you're going to get the traffic. Because I'm going to link you all back to websites. I link you.
You do a good job of that, Barbara.
So it's going to be linked. They're going to find us one way or another. And I just thought that was kind of bizarre, the way people find us.
So that's another selling point for your sponsors. You can tell them they're going to get national exposure on the Women's Football Talk website. So, you know, definitely if you have that, please send it to us. You know, there will be some criteria we talked about. We will need to know that for sure you did secure this sponsorship, and we'll need some sort of documentation. But
probably a letter maybe from the sponsor saying that they had sponsored you or something, you know, some type of proof, the same way your team would need.
Right, exactly.
Because we just don't want to put out somebody because somebody wants their company out there. We want to make sure that they're doing what they say they do for the player. And it's just for players. It's not for teams. It's for individual players.
Right.
And help you.
You know, I was going to say when you were talking about raffles, Barbara, when you ask for sponsorship, and maybe somebody might not be able to give you a monetary sponsorship, but they'll say, hey, here's a coupon for services. You know, here's, you know, a product or two that you can use. And, you know, definitely don't turn that down, because you can use those for the raffles, as we talked about. You know, when you're during your games, you can do what's called a 50-50 raffle, which I think most people are familiar with. You buy a raffle ticket, and whatever the pot is, you get half, and the team or the organization gets half. So I find those are pretty popular as well. And, you know, speaking of working with your community, I know I mentioned this before about the local roller derby team here in Sacramento. Excuse me. They do a raffle where they have certain products, and you buy tickets, and they set up, you know, a little bag or container, and you get to select which product you'd like to go for it. So it's not just like a general thing. You can say, oh, hey, I really want this, so I'm going to put all the tickets I bought into this container versus, you know, the other 4 or 5 items.
Right. We've done that. I think the Sirens have done that before at the Crab Feed when we donated baskets and gifts. And that worked out really good. Because like Robin said, you're not just, you know, putting in for, you know, a big raffle where you could win any of these prizes. As many raffle tickets, you could, you know, stuff your box if it's a camping trip, you know. But as many tickets as that you've bought into that one to give you a better opportunity of winning that prize.
Right, and that brings me to the Crab Feed. So not only can you ask for sponsorships, you can hold large events like the Crab Feed, which the Sirens have done for, I think it's been about 5 years. First of all, make sure that you order enough crab, because when you're, we had that problem, and so
yeah.
It was kind of hard, a little hard to recover from that. You know, one time, you know, I think it was one of our first ones where people weren't so familiar with it, and we didn't order quite enough, and so we
could
all
get through the night, sell that extra crab, you know. You're not
right,
going to have
exactly. So, and ever since then, we've gone a little bit overboard because we don't want to have that problem. And as Megan said, what you do at the end of the night is if you have leftover crab, you know, you bag it up, you sell it for $10, and you'd be surprised. People who go to these crab feeds are crazy about crab. And they're more than,
yes.
they are, that's so funny because they're so serious. You'll see people who have mini crock pots that they melt their butter in. People have got, like, fondue, and it's just insane. You'll see people bringing these bags, and you're like, what are they bringing? And
that was your family,
setting.
Robin.
No, they just start setting all this stuff up, because normally, you know, if people aren't aware, you generally have to bring your own butter, et cetera, to a crab feed. But people bring seasoning, people bring just all kinds of weird contraptions, you know. You got all these candles lit and Sterno and all this crazy stuff. People are serious about crab feed. So if it's feasible, you know, and every community will be different, just geographically based on taste, et cetera. But if it's feasible, it has been an absolutely great fundraiser for the Sacramento Sirens. We've, you know, I'm not sure about the figures right now, but we clear several thousand every time that we do crab feed. And not only do you get the profit from the crab feed, you also get, we get a lot of profit from our bar. You have to get a permit, you know, from your
local. Yeah, liquor license.
Right, you got to get a liquor license from your local government to be able to sell liquor. We get a lot of profit off of that. And also we do raffles within that. And as Megan was talking about, what we did the first couple years was when some of the players would get together, like all the receivers or, you know, all the linebackers, all the D-line, all the O-line, they'll get together and they say, hey, okay, we're going to put together a basket with a theme, as Megan was talking about. So one time somebody did a camping theme, as Megan mentioned. So there was a tent, you know, there's, you know, a burner. There's all sorts of stuff that would be helpful for camping. And, you know, some people do movie baskets, et cetera. So there's all types of things that you can do that really appeal to certain people. And they'll be like, oh, wow, you know, that's really cool. I really want that. So they'll buy a bunch of tickets and they'll put them all in that, you know, and it's really cool to see people's reactions when they do win. People get real excited. It's just a really fun event. It's a lot of work, but it's profitable, and it's a good time, and it's good. I think it's good public relations as well. So
it is, and you get the team gets, you know, to meet, you know, their fans and their volunteers, and the fans and volunteers get to meet the team, you know, and so that's always fun.
Yeah, definitely. We usually come in our jerseys. People, you know, guests of mine or who bought tickets will be like, okay, so who plays for the team? And you get to point them out, just as Megan said, and people are really excited. You might not realize it, but people really are excited to meet the team. And it's kind of weird when you're in it. I think you're like, yeah, nobody really wants to meet me. But people really do. They want to meet you. They want to talk to you. And, you know, kids want to get your autograph. So don't underestimate the power of that as well.
Exactly, because you never know, you know, those could be potential volunteers, potential sponsors, things like that that you could be, you know, missing because you're I don't want to get signed an autograph or I don't want to, you know, and we're big time, but we're not big time. So it's good to get back to the community and make it known that you're still, you know, you're still supporting them. And it makes them want to support you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and throughout the year, too, even off season, you can organize yearly festivals like a beer fest, you know, like the Oktoberfest they have, you know, at different places, a farmer's market, a food fest. I mean, every year you have that same type of fest, you charge a little bit of money and you get the food together, and people every year know to come to the food fest too, you know, that during off-season type thing as well. You know, they look forward to something in the community. Or get involved in a food fest that's ongoing and get sign up for a booth or something as well. You know,
and even in bingo, I mean, I know the Sirens volunteered, and we worked a couple of nights, you know, a week or whatever, or Mondays or Saturdays or whatever it was. You know, at bingo, we just passed out cards. To me, I didn't think it was going to be as fun as it was. I had a lot of fun doing it. We signed up, and we not only made money, but we got a spot to do it if we wanted to. So there's always ideas like that, you know, that are easy, and they're fun. You know, they're fun. They build team relations and community and things like that. Go ahead, Robin.
I was gonna say I had forgotten about the bingo until you mentioned it. It was fun. It was hard work because what we did was that we were running out the cards to everybody. So you had to be kind of quick when they switch games because the bingo people do not mess around.
Yes, like they're just like the crab people. They're serious about what they do. But it's fun and it builds relations. And you know they didn't know about football, and so some of them, you know, you got to know them at the same time, and that got out the publicity. And so it's just things like that people see and remember.
And the organizers were like, wow, you know, you guys are the best group. We want to have you back. Like, can you come like 3 days a week? We're like, and you know, don't let yourself get burnt out. But you know, I was also going to mention to piggyback on what Barb was saying about having an event every year. If you can create a signature event, like the Sirens have the crab feed, you know, other teams might have, it grows and it builds upon itself. So people...
And they look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. People will associate you with it. More and more people will want to get involved. So if you can have that consistency and have the same type of event, create a signature event and build upon that every year, I think it definitely helps as well.
And the other thing is, too, is contact your local radio stations. If you get a bond with them, that's where your publicity. I find it's kind of hard sometimes to get the news press and things like that and the TV coverage. But radio coverage, surprisingly, is worth just as much. And you can get a lot of, you know, they're having contests. You can say, hey, I want to donate some free tickets for our team to the contest. Even if you buy them yourself. As a player and donate them, that still gets the word out. And then, you know what, $14, $7, depending on what team, where you're playing at, for the ticket. I mean, you could do that, and they will give you back that free press. They love to, talk about, the sports teams and things like that, and they're willing to give back. You don't necessarily need to go for, once again, for that big, media coverage on TV, but you can get a lot of the radio stations. A lot of local ones will come out to your events if you're going to have a car wash or crafty. They're welcome to come out and recognize you. And see what's going on.
Well, real quick, I was going to piggyback on that. We talked about how the Sirens did the toy drive, and when we were there, the DJs were really excited. They thought it was awesome, first of all, that we were able to come together and donate so many toys for the toy drive. But also, they had us on there during two breaks. They said one of the DJs there was the morning DJ. He's like, give me your info, write down all your names, because I'm going to talk about you guys tomorrow morning as well. And doing things like that really can help you in the community, as we've been talking about all along. You make friends with the people, and you do, you get involved, you help out your community, it will pay off, I know a lot of people who are associated with football can be very generous, and, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the good heart of the people that you're surrounding yourself with, and do things like that. And we talked about, hopefully for next year, what we can do is parlay this into some sort of competition with another organization, so that while you're getting your name out there, you can help out your community. So hopefully what we'll be able to do next year is challenge another organization and see who can raise the most money, or who can gather the most toy donations, etc., and get people involved, get businesses involved. As we were just out there, our owners were out there shopping. And, the manager of the Target store was like, hey, what are you guys doing? So, just by being out there and doing good within your community, you can get some recognition as well. It's a win-win, I think, definitely.
Okay. So that was Robin, Megan, BB, and myself. And like I said, that came back from one of our shows back in 2008. And a lot of that information is still available out there. Like I said, I'll be putting it on the website, radio.jchawks.com. I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a happy Monday, everybody.